Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Samach Bechoros 60, and on today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is continuing to discuss the idea of the 10th animal going through the pen. That's called Meiser Behema, and the 10th animal that goes through is sanctified, and the laws of Meiser Behema apply to it. That is, that the owner brings it as an offering, but gets to eat the entire animal. So in today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah discusses different possibilities where something goes wrong. So the first case of our Mishnah is Yatzu Shnayim Ke'echas. Let's say two of the animals, adopting the Rambam's reading of it in his Pirush HaMishnayos, let's say two of the animals go out at once. Mono sam shnayim shnayim. Then if two of the animals go out at once, then the person counts them two by two by two, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and then the last ones that go out, those are called the Meiser Behema. That's how the Rambam rules it. However, the Shita Mekubetzet has a different girsa, and he says we should say mono osan shnayim, and that's how Rashi also explains it, meaning to say that the first two came out, and then after that they went out one at a time, and so that's how he understands it. Umanon, and let's say he makes some. Let's say that's not what happens, but let's say if the first two go out, and afterwards the others go out, and he makes a mistake. Umanon echad, and so he counts the first two as one, and then after that the third one goes out, and he counts the third one as two, and therefore the fourth one as three. So he ended up counting chi'i va'asir mikulkolon. He ended up mixing up the ninth and tenth one because he called the 10th one the 9th one, and the 11th one he ended up calling the 10th one. So he didn't do it properly. And so since he didn't do it properly, we're going to say that under those circumstances, that we're going to say that the 10th one is going to have the law of the Meiser, and the 11th one is going to be brought like Shlamim. And so therefore, what he called the 9th one is really the 10th one, and that's going to be the Meiser Behema, and what he called the 10th one is really the 11th one, and so that's going to have a law of a Karban Shlamim. Additional law, let's say they went out one after the other, and he made a mistake, and what had happened? Karla Chi Asiri called the 9th one the 10th one. The Asiri Chi called the 10th one the 9th one. So he called the 9th one the 10th one, and the 10th one the 9th one. Well, Achadasar Asiri, and he ended up also calling the 11th one the 10th one. So he didn't know how to count too well, but he called the 9th one the 10th one, the 10th one the 9th one, and then the 11th one the 10th one. So under those circumstances, Shaloshtan Mikudashin, we say that all three of them are going to be considered sanctified, and the Gemara learns us out from a verse on Leviticus 27:32, which states, "Kol asher yavor tachas hashevet ha'asiri yekodesh," meaning to say that everything that passes under the staff, which is called the asiri, is going to be considered to be sanctified. So even though it wasn't actually the 10th one, if it was called the asiri, whatever is called the asiri is sanctified, and the 10th one itself is also automatically sanctified. The next case of our Mishnah is Hachi'i, the 9th one that he called asiri. What does he do with that under these circumstances, which he called the 9th one the 10th one, nechal b'mumo, that could be eaten once it gets a blemish on it. But the 10th one, under these circumstances, that is the Meiser. That is the Meiser Behema, even though we called it the 9th one. And the Achadasar and the 11th one, which he called the Asiri, Karev Shlamim, that's brought as a Shlamim, v'oset tamura, and it also can, if you exchange with another animal as a tamura, that's going to be the laws of tamura apply to it. That's the position of Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda argues with that. He says, "V'chiyesh tamura osa tamura." If an animal was a tamura, and this animal itself was a tamura because it was really just the 11th animal, and we kind of called it the 10th one, but it wasn't. It was really the 11th. And we have a general principle that a tamura cannot make another tamura. So Rabbi Yehuda says this really can't make a tamura. And so if that's the case, this 11th one, which you called a 10th one, it can't make a tamura. And so therefore it couldn't be considered a tamura. So Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir, if it was a tamura, then we wouldn't be able to bring it as a carbon shlamim. So it's not really a tamura under these circumstances. And so therefore if it's not going to be considered within the law of a tamura, and that's why we're going to say that it can be brought as a shlamim. Another law that our Mishnah discusses is karla chi asiri. If you call the 9th one the 10th one, v'asiri asiri, you call the 10th one the 10th one, v'achadasar asiri, and the 11th one you call the 10th one, ein achadasar makudish, then the 11th one is not going to be considered sanctified. And why is the 11th one not considered sanctified? Because he called the 10th one the 10th one, and the 10th one really was a 10th one. So once you call the 10th one, which is the actual 10th one, the 10th one, then the law of Meiser, the Kedusha of Meiser, will not be able to fall on the 11th one, even though you called it Meiser, even though you called it the 10th one, because the 10th one had already been established. And Zeh Klal, this is the general principle, Kol Shelo Nekar Shema Asir Mimenu Ein Achad Asar Mekudosh. As long as the 10th one really was called the 10th one, then the 11th one is not going to be considered the sanctified, even though we call it the 10th one. We see from here a very important principle that if something really is not sanctified, but we call it sanctified, then in many cases in our Mishnah, actually the laws of sanctity apply to it. And this is an important principle, that sometimes just by calling something sanctified, even if there really is no Kedusha associated with it, we're able to bring holiness to it. And that's an important principle. Also, we see from here another important principle, that the 10th one has the ability to sanctify what's before it and what's after it. That something that's in the neighborhood of sanctity is able to be attached to sanctity. And so this is idea of the 10th one sanctifying the 9th one before it and the 11th one after it. And this is also relates to the concept of Yom Kippur, where we say that on Yom Kippur we say kosher, that on Yom Kippur we say mavir tzono tachas shifto, that we're all like sheep going before the rod of God who is counting us. And that's why on Yom Kippur we say not only is Yom Kippur itself holy, but we also say that the day before Yom Kippur is going to be, the 9th day is considered holy like the day of Yom Kippur itself. And immediately after Yom Kippur ends, what do? We immediately rush to do the mitzvah of building a sukkah. And so Yom Kippur is surrounded by mitzvahs. The holiness of the 10th day of Yom Kippur is surrounded by both before it and after it by the holiness of performing the mitzvahs.